यामि तन्निजक्तुहं हरो हरति तद्वशः विश्वं पुरुषरूपेण परिपाति सिसपुत्रि.
This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam in which Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, he says that I am engaged, I am appointed by the Supreme Lord. So the creator and the annihilator, Shiva, they are appointed agents of the Supreme Law. They are not supreme.
Yamitam nijipsuham haro harati tadvasa. Tadvasa means we are under the control of the Supreme Law. Nobody is free or independent. Only Krishna. Matta parataram nanna tasti kinchi dhananda.
Yes, this statement in the Bhagavad Gita, in the ninth chapter. But nobody is greater than him. And another version is there.
Sama adhikasya visvati. Nobody is equal or greater than him.
There are so many statements in the Vedic literature. So here is also another statement from Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Brahma to his disciple Narada. Narada questioned him that, so far we know that you are the Supreme, but you also sometimes meditate and work with somebody. So, in that connection, Brahma explained that we are not supreme. We are all appointed agents. The Supreme is the Supreme Personality of God.
Vishwam purusha rupena paripati sisakti drik.
Vishwam, this cosmic manifestation is being maintained by his threefold energies.
Sisakti drik.
Trishakti means three kinds of energy. When it is materially conceived, the three kinds of energies are the modes of goodness, the modes of passion, and the modes of ignorance. And when they are spiritually conceived, the same three kinds of energies are manifested as spiritual potency, material potency, and marginal potency. So anyway, the Lord is always full with different kinds of energy, of which these three are main divisions.
Mannanta batarave suna sanatana, asankha ganantar sunahata.
God Chaitanya has explained about out of six kinds of incarnation. He has explained to you the incarnation of Purusha Avatar, three, then Lila Avatar, then Guna Avatar, three kinds of incarnations are already explained. Now, remember three kinds of incarnations, Mannanta avatar, Yuga avatar, and Saptarupa avatar. He is going out of that tree, first the Mannanta avatar, Manu. The Lord Chaitanya says that I shall now explain to you about the Mannanta avatar. And he says, Mannanta avatar evishuna sanatana, my dear Sanatana, just now I shall explain to you about the Mannanta avatar. Here it asankha ganantar sunahata. And this Mannanta avatar, so far other incarnations are concerned, we have somehow counted three or say ten like that. But here, when you speak of Mannanta avatar, or they are countless. Asankha. Asankha means count. Man, nobody can count how many manantara avatars are there. How it is so, he is explaining. Brahma has been a high chodha manantara. In one day of Brahma, in one day of Brahma, that you have calculated according to Bhagavad Gita. Sastra Yuga Pajjan Tam Marahat Jad Brahmano Vidu. Brahmano, a Brahma, Arahat, Arahat means one day, 12 hours. What is that? 12 hours according to our calculation. Sastra Yuga Pajjan Tam, 1000 yugas. And what is the duration of yuga? 4,300,000 of years. One yuga. Such 1,000. That makes Brahma one day, 12 hours. Similarly, night, 12 hours. Similarly, 1 month in spirit, that's 100 years duration of life. Now, these are one day, 12 hours. Within these 12 hours, there are 14 manus. 12 hours from Brahma means 4,350,380. What is that? 4,380. What is the calculation according to your arithmetic? 4,380.4,380,000,000,000. That's all. Within that 4,300,000,000,000 divided into 14. That is the duration of 1 month. 4,300,000,000,000 divided into 14. That is less. That one part is the duration of 1 month. Anyway, 14 manus are taking place in one day of Brahma. Brahma has been a high chodha mannanta, a chodha avatar kaha parena isha. These are all, they are all the incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Chodha has been a mahe chari sato bhish. And if when one day of Brahma there are 14 manus, then in 1 month of Brahma, it comes to 4,420. That's the day is the month. So, 420 manus in 1 month of Brahma. Brahmar vatsare pancha sahasra chari. Similarly, in 1 year of Brahma, there is 5,040 manus in 1 year. And he lives for 100 years. The 5,040 manus in 1 month, 1 year, 100. The 5,040 plus 2 years. So it comes to panchalakha chari sahasra mannanta avatar. Panchalakha means 60 millions, not 50 millions. 10 million selaksha. That means 5 million. 5 million and 4,000 of manus are there in one Brahma's life. 5,000 and 5 million and 400,000 of manantara avatar, incarnation of manu in one Brahmanda. And Lord Chaitanya, Ananta Brahmanda is a call, and there are innumerable Brahmandas, universes. Now you can calculate how many manus are there. Therefore, you cannot calculate. He says, innumerable. Ananta Brahmanda is a call, Mahavishnu acts as a Brahmajiva. And all these manus and Brahmas, they are living only on the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu Nishtha says, Nahika Pajjanta. Just imagine what is that breathing? এক মন্নান্ত অবতারে দেখো লেখানন্দ। সো ইন ওয়ান ব্রিডিং অফ মহাবিষ্ণু ইউ ক্যানট ক্যালকুলেট হাউ মেনি মনুজ আর দেয়ার। দিস ইজ কল unlimited. We say unlimited, but we should have some knowledge how it is unlimited. There is no question of counting the energy displayed by the Supreme Lord in so many ways. Because we cannot explain something, we dismiss the whole thing. There is why. That is why. Because my mind, my intelligence cannot go so far. We say, perhaps, it may be, it was like this. So this is all mental speculation. How we can say, the opposite party may say, how you can say, now we have got evidence from the baby preparation. But the other party, they have no evidence. They are simply speculation. We can give some evidence. The Vedas are accepted by acharyas and they are following and they are getting the result. So therefore, sutit pramana. Sutit pramana, there are three kinds of evidences. Out of that, sutit pramana. Evidence from higher authorities, that is the first class evidence. What are those evidence? Pratyaksh itujya and sruti. Pratyaksh means direct perception. Direct perception, that is evidence. People with poor kind of knowledge, they want direct perception of everything. But that is not possible. Direct perception of everything is not possible. Therefore, itujya. Itujya means historical, parampara, hearing, tradition. The next first class and evidence is suti. Suti means to hear from the authority. That is suti. Just like the example we have several times cited here, that the evidence, who is my father, that evidence is to hear from my mother. That's all. There is no other evidence. The mother says that this is your father, he is your father. This is truth, hearing from the mother authority. And we have no other authority to understand father. Similarly, we have to understand our supreme father from the Sruti mother, Vedic mother. Mother, Vedic mother. We have to accept Vedas as mother. The Vedas are considered as mother and the Puranas are considered as sister. That is explained. So Suti Pramana. Suti Pramana. Mahavishnu Nishase Nahika Pajanta Akmanantar Avatare Dato Lekanati Anta. Simply one Mananta in one universe. We cannot count how many manantas are there and what to speak of. There are uncountable universes and there are so many manantas. Now, he is giving the names of manus. Just like this sun, the present sun god, his name is Vimashkam. Similarly, in every planet, there are faiths. Sun god, moon god, heavenly gods, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, and there are so many, 33, demigods are there, and each of them as a separate planet, and their names and similarly. So here, Lord Chaitanya is giving some of the names of the Manu. You cannot count how many Manus are there, but for one day, the 14 Manus are named, that is given here. स्वयं हुए यज्ञ सर्वशिष्य विभु
डिफरेंट पीरियड ऑफ मनुष्य डिफरेंट इन नेम
सो द 14 नेम्स आर यज्ञ विभु सत्यसेन परि पौत देन वैकुंठ अधिका वामन सार्वभौम ऋषभ विष्कक्षेन धर्म सावर्ण सुधामा इंद्र सावर्ण गृहभान
विस्फोटिंग
गुदावतार रवि सुन सनातन सत्य श्रोता दापर को ली जुगेर का जुगावत या फिर स्मरण पुरुषावतार लीलावतार गुणावतार एंड मन्नांता अवतार फोर पुरुष इंकारनेशन एंड क्वालिटी मोड्स ऑफ नेचर थ्री मोड्स गुणावतार लीलावतार देन मन्नांता अवतार यू हैव फिनिश्ड नाउ लॉर्ड चैतन्य इज एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट द युगावत incarnation in every name. Yuga. What is that? Yugavatare Vishnu Sanatan Sattva-Trita Dapar Kali Jigirga. Now there are four yugas. Each yuga is divided into four. Sattva-Trita Dapar Kali. This is the Kali. This age we are passing. Similarly, these four yugas, such thousand four yugas when pass away, then one 12 hours of Brahma is coming. When such thousands of years pass away, the Sattva-Trita Dapar Kali Yuga is born. So each yuga is divided into four. Sattva Yuga is about eighteen lakh means 1,800,000. That is Sattva Yuga. 1,800,000. And the next yuga, Treta, is 1,200,000 of years. And the next yuga, Dapa, 800,000 of years. And this Kali Yuga is 400,000 of years. 427,000 of years. 32,000 of years. Out of that, 5,000 of years they have already passed. Now, there is balance 427,000 of years there is balance of this Kali Yuga. And the symptoms of Kali Yuga we are already seeing. How it is. Now the more we pass this Kali Yuga, the symptoms will be more acute, intolerable. So we should take care of this so that we may not come back again to this Kali Yuga. This life should be utilized. Now we are conscious, Krishna conscious. It should be so utilized that no more coming back to United States of America. No one coming back at this condemned Kartik planet. That should be the end. Yadgatya pranivartante tadhama paramama. We have to be determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna. Where going? Nobody will come to this condemned place. One should know that this is a condemned place. Unless one is fully convinced that this is a place condemned, one cannot make progress. It is satisfied. It is condemned condition. Just like the body sickness, the lying on the footpath. They are satisfied. Condemned condition, but they are satisfied. We should not be satisfied in that way. It's very wretched condition. say, we are all in the same condition. Under the grief of material nature, all are suffering, people, miseries. This is the contrast. Unless we are conscious about this fact, then our human life is spoiled. They say that you spiritualists are very pessimistic. Yes, we should be pessimistic. There is no question of being optimistic. Where is the optimistic view? So unless one becomes very much pessimistic of this material world, actually they are. But they want to forget. Somebody is trying to forget it. By liquor, somebody is trying to forget it by LSD, and somebody is marijuana or ganja. But that forgetfulness is not steady. We have to actually forget it, that this is a condemned flesh. And you cannot forget it unless you have got ideal place before you. Therefore, the Sruti Prama, the Vedic knowledge will kill you. Here is your ideal place, Krishna. Come back to Krishna. Try for it. Try your best for this. That is the life. That is human life. And unless one is not conscious to this platform, he is defeated. Parabhavastavadamodaja. You are born ignorant. And if you are educated more into the platform of ignorance, then our life is all defeat. Parabhavastavadamodaja. Javanna-jigyana-satayapatasyam. So long one starts awakening to spiritual consciousness, what I am, why I am suffering, is there any remedy, how I can save me, these questions are the right. This is called Brahma-jigyana. Vedanta Sutra explains this Brahma-jigyana. Athāta Brahma-jigyana, athāta na. Now it is the time for you to inquire about your Brahma realization after the Brahma life. That Brahma life begins when we understand that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. That is Brahma life. And one who has got this knowledge, he is Brahman, he is Brahman. One who has actually attained this knowledge that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. That is Brahma Gyan. Now, simply to have Brahma Gyan is not sufficient. When you act like Brahma, that is called Vaishnava. That is Vaishnava. That is Krishna consciousness. To understand yourself that you are not this body, you are Brahma, and when you act actually in that Brahma state, that is called Bhakti. Bhakti. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahajabhyadicharina bhakti yogina jasivate sabunan samatita itana brahma bhuyaya bhakti. So as soon as you begin your activities in Krishna consciousness, you at once come to the stage of Brahma. And the more you execute functions for satisfaction of Krishna, the more you realize yourself and more you are well situated in spiritual life, and the Lord declares to our Guru, my dear Arjuna, declare it to all the world that anyone who is my devotee will never be destroyed. So we should take up this Krishna consciousness very seriously and try to execute it thoroughly under the guidance of the Sruti Prama, the Vedic literature from there. Everything is there. We should do that. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. Subtlety and the energy of the mind is in three poles.